This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue with our study of the great topic, Christianity is the religion of biblical authority. If one misses the point that in order to be pleasing to God, he must learn what the Bible teaches, believe it with all of his heart, and submit his life to it, then he cannot be saved. We've been talking about various things that people use as standards other than the Bible and pointing out why they simply will not do. Last time we started in a detailed analysis of the fact that the Bible is the objective standard. That is, it is the standard by which we must evaluate our attitudes, our beliefs, and our practices in religion. And if our beliefs, attitudes, and practices are not in harmony with Bible teaching, then the Bible itself makes clear that we cannot be pleasing to Him. In connection with showing that the Bible is the objective standard, I started out by showing that authority inherently resides in God the Father. This we did on our last broadcast. Secondly, we pointed out that God the Father has given all authority in heaven and on earth unto the Son, Jesus Christ. And so now in the third place, we note that in turn Christ has delegated authority to his apostles as they were guided by the Holy Spirit. This was in connection with Christ's promises to his apostles as set out in John 14 and verse 26, John 16 and 13. Jesus, you remember, said that he would not leave them comfortless, but he would send another comforter, that is the Holy Spirit, who would guide them into all the truth and who would bring to their remembrance all things that he had said unto them. Jesus indicated that he would give the keys of the kingdom unto the apostles. He specified this in Matthew 16 unto Peter, and in Matthew 18 verse 18 to the rest of the apostles. This also is reiterated in Acts chapter 1 verses 5 through 8. These apostles, along with prophets, that is, men who were endowed by the Holy Spirit by the laying on of the apostles' hands, with the miraculous gift of prophecy, and that gift was to be able to infallibly reveal the will of God. Men who had the gift of prophecy did not have to do as I and others who live today. We have to study the Bible. That's the only way we can know the will of God. But these men were guided by the miraculous power of God to know the will of God and to preach it infallibly, that is, without making a mistake. But we today are not so guided. So these apostles, along with the prophets, men who were endowed by the Holy Spirit with the miraculous gift of prophecy, have revealed the will of God to man. This we learn in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 5, and 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 to 21, and 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And so we find this chain of authority, as we've looked at it thus far. Beginning with God, we note that authority inherently resides in God the Father, but all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto the Son, Jesus Christ, and he in turn sent the Holy Spirit upon the apostles to guide them into all the truth and empowered them to lay hands upon other men to impart the gift of prophecy, that is, the miraculous gift of prophecy, so that the prophets as well as the apostles could then infallibly preach the will of God. And so, through the apostles and prophets, we have the writings of the Scriptures. The Scriptures are written by the apostles and prophets under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, as we read in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. This means that the Holy Spirit so guided the writings of the Scriptures that the very words of the Bible are just as much the words of God as if God himself were to speak from heaven, that we might hear him speak in an audible voice. A careful study of the passages which are relevant to this matter in the Bible will make that point abundantly clear. But our time is gone for today. I hope that you have enjoyed our study. I hope you'll study your Bible for yourself to see that these things are so. And be back with us next time as we continue this very important study.